أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كلا لينبذن في الحطمة وما أدراك ما الحطمة. نار الله الموقدة التي تطلع على الأفئدة. إنها عليهم مؤصدة في عمد ممددة. صدق الله العظيم. Thus far in this surah we discussed the diagnosis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given wealth. It created attitudes within themselves, and it became a means of them creating fitna between the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala amongst mankind. Continuing thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the consequences. So here we will find the methodology of the Qur'an Kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the previous surah explained how man can gain salvation, and if man does not abide by it, then the ills that come within the life of a person that becomes habitual, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it, Allah ta'ala diagnoses it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the way out, and if not, then the consequences Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about. Kalla layunbadhanna fil hutama. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, never would it happen that yahsabu anna ma lahu akhlada, that his wealth will remain all the time with him forever and ever in this world and in the hereafter. Kalla, that will never happen. What will happen in the hereafter? Layunbadhanna fil hutama. He will be thrown into al hutama. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْحُطَمَى. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the question that, do you know what is al-hutama? Do you know what is hutama? In actual fact, in Arabic, it means something that crushes whatever comes in its way, in its path, it will crush down. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to hutama as the fire of Jahannam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes it in a very unique way in this ayah. Allah says, نَارُ اللَّهِ. It is the fire of Allah that has been kindled. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this fire, and Allah Rabbul Izzat attributes this fire to Himself, that it is the fire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the wrath of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala can never be borne by any person. Fire of this world can never be borne by any person. Can we imagine the fire of the hereafter? And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relates this fire to Himself. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows the very, very important aspect, and that is that this fire is a very, very great detriment, and it is a total destroyer. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here refer to this ayah or the fire of Jahannam as Al-Hutama in these ayat? Some of the commentators have explained that we must understand that in many, many instances, the punishment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala meets out for a particular crime has a correlation with the crime in itself. However the consequences of that crime be, that is how the punishment is meted out. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows that when you were in this world, you spoke ill about people, you were backbiting, you slandered people, you rebuked people, you taunted people, you broke their hearts, you crushed their hearts. So when you crush their hearts in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will use the crusher in the hereafter. Allah ta'ala save us all. Allati tattali'u 'ala al-af'ida. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes one step further to explain to us the uniqueness of this fire, particularly for these people of Al-Hutama. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that fire that will strike upon the hearts. Now here again, when you speak ill about people, and when we begin to slander people, we rebuke and we taunt people, there is one objective in our minds, and that is to disgrace a person, to hurt the heart and the feelings of that person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the same will be done. The words that we speak to people don't hurt the bodies. It does not create any physical hurt whatsoever. There is no physical harm. So here also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying the same thing. And if we can just imagine, picture this, that a person is in the fire, but the outside of the body may be burning a little bit, but within, that fire strikes the heart directly. Today we speak about the modern technology of laser, etc. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about a laser fire that will now be concentrated onto the hearts of these people, and it will burn the hearts like how they burned the hearts and they broke the hearts of people. They crushed the hearts of people, they crushed the dignity and the integrity of mankind and humankind, their own family members, brothers, sisters, communities, etc. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the very same thing will happen in the hereafter. And really, when we look at this, it is supposed to be something that we should be thinking about, and now we should be trying to make some plans in our minds. How are we going to control our tongues? Are we going to stand there like Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, holding his tongue, twisting it? And when he was asked about it, then he said, I am trying and I am contemplating, how am I going to look after this tongue and safeguard this tongue? And all of us should be doing the same. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّهَا عَلَيْهِمْ مُؤْصَدَى, that this fire will come from all sides. In other words, from all sides, from the front, from the back, and every side, it will hurt and it will burn this person. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala continues, and Allah ta'ala concludes, fi amadim mumaddada, that it will be in tall and lofty columns, tall and lofty pillars. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create this fire. So the impression we get, that it will be a pillar, it will be a column, and in this column will be a fire, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place these people into these columns, and in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will mete out this punishment. But some very, very important aspects that we learn from this ayat, and that is, insofar as backbiting is concerned, and we all know, we hear it all the time, that to speak even the truth, but if it is ill and bad about another person behind the person's back, that is regarded as backbiting. We're speaking the truth, but yet it is something that is hurtful, then that is backbiting. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has deemed that as impermissible. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about it in the Quran, that would you love to eat the flesh of your dead brother? And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us, insofar as even the truth is concerned, but it is ill and it is bad. Of course, slander is something that we speak about a person that it is not the truth. It is a lie that we are attributing to someone else, and the ulterior motives is actually not important. Whether we are doing it to disgrace the person, there is no intention, or there is an intention, it is all the same, it is still a sin. But if our intention is to disgrace someone, to dehumane someone, to bring somebody down in this world, then obviously, then or the severity of the crime is even greater in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of our ulama have spoken about some very important aspects that we see our own selves doing sometimes, that when a person leaves this world, the janaza is there, we take it from the masjid or from wherever, we carry it on our shoulders, and then we will take it with great honor and great care to the qabristan. And then we must ask ourselves the question, why are we carrying this the janaza of our dead brother on our shoulders? And then in our hearts we will say that this is the sunnah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we carry it on our shoulders to honor our dead brother. Now we should be asking ourselves the question, is when the man was alive, did we honor him? Or did we disgrace him? Did we taunt him? Did we hurt his feelings? Did we create such animosity between him and others? And in the end of it, now when the man is no more, we want to honor the person. Rather, we carry people on our shoulders whilst they are living, and whilst they are living, we have this ikram, and we honor our Muslim brothers, or even if it is non-Muslim brothers or sisters, but we try and create within ourselves our own integrity, our own self-respect, and we try to respect everyone else. So this is a very brief, actually, summary of the surah, but for us it is very, very important, and I think in this month of Ramadan, myself and all of us should try and work on this little piece of flesh that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us, which the ulama have stated that although in its size it is very small, but insofar as the crime is concerned, it can be very great, and we can see the consequences in the courts of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.